here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're here talking the new season of Life After Lockup. Here we go.
Hi, baby.
Brittany and Marcelino. It was a very great conversation. Love them. That interview will be dropping Monday. If you're listening on Patreon, you may get an early preview of the video, the entire interview. So that's fun. Unedited. We had a great time.
I judged the bags in my eyes. The children.
They're real gems. Gotta say. They dressed color coordinated. They're just, I'm telling you, I'm rooting for them. I feel like we didn't get to ask a lot because, again, I don't know how this played out. But like this episode, obviously, like, how do you just drop money into an account and you don't know where it goes? Do you know what I mean?
They trust people too much. You know?
God, I don't know. You're dropping $8,000 into account. You have no idea who's on the account, what's happening. Oh, God. This is the kind of shit that happens to people, though, you know?
It is. I guess when there's too many, you don't want to be in business with 15 people either.
Fuck no. If it's like a pod situation, it's a nightmare. 100%. You have too many people. Yeah. 100%.
Being in business with your spouse is enough.
No, that too. I think it was
$8,000, thank God, but $80,000, and that guy's just out cracking out. And she really kept her cool a lot better than I would. I'd be freaking out.
She was very calm, very calm. It almost made me think, like, is this real by how calm she was? But I don't.
The next step in her sobriety is to quit smoking.
It's hard, though. For some people, smoking is like the crutch, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That gets them through everything else.
Hopefully they can get, she'll be able to, because. Yeah, she's got flawless skin. She looks like a doll. You look like beautiful. A doll, honey. I think calling someone a doll is one of the most patronizing ways men can say to a woman, right? She's a doll. You're a doll. If it comes from a woman or an old lady, it's okay. But their house looks nice and they got a pool now.
Yeah. It's all positive.
Those kids swimming.
Yep.
God, and at the end, she says that she wants to, she's always going to, I wanted to ask her about that, how she doesn't get jealous saying she wants to have a threesome with Marcelino. And you're just tempting the devil's play there. It doesn't seem like Marcelino would go for that.
No, it doesn't really either. I mean, she was into girls, so maybe, you know, she's because, open to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's more for her than him, but I don't know.
Seems they like were, they were fun to talk to. No, definitely not.
Yeah, they were. It was really fun.
It was great.
They're cute.
Stand up individuals. All right, let's start with a non.
Of course, in a marriage, he's like, I don't think she should be investing with those people. And how can you go into the house and not say anything? Could you do that and not tell Dorian?
No, and you're just like calm.
It's over, Tyler. Are you getting gone?
You'd be a disaster. You wouldn't even get in the door before you were crying and yelling.
Boy, the dolphin laugh really came out there for everybody. It's old school.
All right, let's talk some non-stand-up individuals, Lacey and Shane.
Wow. You know, I'm actually happy to see some of these old couples back.
Are you?
Yeah, it was kind of thrilling.
Okay. She said they were having sex 6 times a day.
Oh, God.
Please. I don't buy that for a second.
She's such a liar.
There's no way. 6 times a day. What happened to all the other kids? Where are you banging it out? I don't understand.
He's licking your asshole, Lacey. I'll never get that out of my head. I can't not think of that. And what's her face?
No, I can't. I can't think of that.
Lacey
and I also
and Nicole
couldn't
gross.
Deal with when she was like gross. The braces. When she's like, "How are you going to eat it now?" or whatever.
Oh, like, God.
What is he actually doing to your vagina? Because like, you don't have to actually be like munching. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
You know, maybe her sex drive, that's her perfect position. It's her dream job, being a freaking porn star, I guess, if she's this horned up that you're not giving it to me. Where are you getting it? In her voice. And she busts out that lampshade freaking vibrator. She's ready to go to town on. And he's just sleeping. Great. And there's the camera. That's why I don't buy that crap. There's a cameraman. Right. It needs to be up on the wall like Summer House or Big Brother for me to believe.
Or
this.
Love
this
Island. A, me, same.
Come on. Same. It's not real.
I just.
And then the cameraman's going to shut the door and go and close and lock up the house while Mike and Carol Brady go to sleep. No.
Yeah. It seems a little. Seemed a little forced. I guess. I don't want to piss anyone off. Is postpartum depression in men?
No,
a thing?
No, they don't get that. All right. Too.
I just wanted to make sure there's no fucking way.
We'll give them that a freaking, what's the little thing that comes through that can hurt through the penis hole? The little. Ball.
Oh, the I know what you're talking about.
Kidney stone. Okay. Yes. Maybe a kidney stone. But if I only agree that a kidney stone can hurt if you have to go through maybe 3 months of almost puking, getting fat, losing your feeling in your fingers because a kid's laying on your nerve for 10 whole months, then you got to get it out of you.
Right.
Then I'll equalize that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we'll give you that. But postpartum, we get to keep. Okay.
I love Shane sitting there. You know, I think I had postpartum depression. It happens to guys too. It's like,
oh, shut up. It's called being selfish. It's called the
my favorite thing gene. He said was that their marriage has been harder than prison.
I didn't see here,
somebody saying that shit, that's like a real red flag.
Oh, I love that. That's hilarious.
Oh, God.
And he gets in the car and is like vaping.
Just those that something about lung. Those big vapes.
Oh, it's so trashy. It's
like, just seems like a nightmare.
They're driving down the road like a freaking steam engine on the train. Like the smoke that comes out of these people's cars is ridiculous.
It's insane.
It's like,
I guess, you know.
Screw up the environment with it.
Right. I don't hate to see them, to be honest. Seeing the dad was kind of like, oh, there's Lacey's dad. Yeah.
He's so healthy. He looks like he is jumping jacking in.
Yeah. And aging.
She's at
reverse.
Some gross little
COVID central
bacteria
area.
Shoving that baby bottle down that baby's throat. Can't say the baby's not the most gorgeous baby I've ever seen, though.
I can't say that. I mean, cute, but
cute girl, little baby. The
most gorgeous
some
baby
of these babies
seen.
Looks freaky, but she was cute.
Yeah,
you know?
She's cute. Yeah.
I mean, Lacey, what can I change? My ass and my boobs for him to love me. Shut up. Can't change nothing. Shane, you guys are mentally ill.
Seriously.
Shane looks like a little Barbie doll.
Something with
what
his hair.
Do to his face.
I don't know. It's the whole situation.
Primped.
Yeah, he
my
does.
My grandma would say, are you in there primping?
Primping, great
no,
word.
I'm taking a dump, Grandma.
Underused.
Yeah, bring it back.
It's so. Did I tell you this? It's so funny now. Anytime now, anyone goes to the bathroom. If I'm like, they're in the bathroom to Sterling. He's like, poop. They're pooping. And a poop. It's like, oh, she literally just went to go pee. Like everybody's pooping.
What does he need braces for? It's over $4,000.
I love it. Just strolls
spend
in.
Spend $4,000.
I know. He's 23. You know, you think about it. He's so young. It's ridiculous to be a parent out of prison, living with a porn star. It's like
he quit his job.
Yeah.
That OnlyFans money. And OnlyFans is getting rid of, I guess, the video porn.
No, they flipped it. They flipped their decision.
The freaking porn stars make money. Jeez.
Literally. If all these freaks are going to pay people, who cares?
If you got the internet so free, we're not living in, you know.
Yeah.
Let the people do whatever the hell they want to do.
All right. Let's talk Sean and Destiny. I don't even know why
it's
they're saying Sean and Destiny.
His videos.
There you go. Sean. Why is Sean back? This one I'm not happy about. Are you?
I wasn't until like it was 4 o'clock in the morning and I woke up and it came to me that I think this must have been staged.
This whole thing?
That I forgot.
Oh, it came to you in the middle of the night?
Yeah, it seemed like. Seemed kind of staged.
It did.
Maybe it isn't, but
I just why is this
genuine?
She did, but why is this the one we're seeing when they're not even together? We're gonna watch Sean. If Sean's compelling enough, we need to watch him on a new journey with another inmate.
He kind of is to me though. I was actually very happy to see this loser.
Were you?
And her screaming at him. I think the throwing the water on him seemed a little maybe it wasn't though.
You know what I loved is when she's like, do you know
him, I guess.
Does she know about the children? He's like, yeah, they know. And she's like, the exact amount. It's like, if you have to say the exact amount with your children, it's too many. Just too many.
Oh, they have way too many kids. This poor woman. And he's like, I do believe her when she says she's over him.
Oh yeah.
You just want me. What is wrong with men?
And then when he's like,
"Stone, you loser."
He's like, "Listen, I don't remember what age I said I was," which, okay, red flag. And then he was like, she was like, "I mean, the kids are not getting involved." He's like, "You're acting like I'm not a good father. I visit the kids once a month and I send her money. Once a month. What a piece of shit.
Taking care of these kids the entire time.
She must feel so much resentment towards him. You know?
She hates him.
Deeply.
She probably wishes he'd get run over. So he didn't own that place. If he just quit his job, like you said, huh?
Right.
God. How do you make enough money? Are mechanics really raking in enough money to be giving
there needs to be
loser life?
There needs to be a psychological study on why these people continue to pick felons that are fucking with them. You know what I mean? All of these people, right. Like Deontay, Sean, they need to be studied because it's something sick that you're continuing to do. It's like gambling. Like you think you're going to get a different scenario, but most likely you're going to lose your hat. You know, I don't know. It's weird.
I think she thought he was bringing her there to confess his love. I thought that was where it was going.
It was a romantic dinner vibe. Like they were all like in an outdoor.
They lift
area.
Up this steamy lid. I forget what that's called.
Oh, the like banquet lid.
Yeah. And it's like smoke and she's got her lobster or crab legs.
What a disaster.
And her hair is pink.
Oh, it's quite a color. She's in it.
She's cute though. She looks healthier and prettier.
It's a disaster.
And her getting in his, "You're an idiot." When she said that, I laughed. Because you're an idiot.
I mean, she knows that he can't make a solid decision to save his life, you know?
Visits the kids once a month. Those poor kids.
Trash.
6 or 7 kids with daddy issues. As Marcelino said.
Right? Marcelino. Shout out to Marcelino. He told us our fathers raised us right. He doesn't know. No, okay.
Right. And I didn't want it to be like, has people get in with Tyler does one thing and he's a golden father, you know?
Right.
And I didn't want to be like, "Oh, Marcelino's great," but he is a great husband and father.
He is.
Give these men too much credit. Gotta keep them.
All right. Stan and Lisa. Ugh. Her hair. She needs to get back to the salon.
It looks painful.
Something's happening. It's separating. There's bald areas. I think she just needs like a sew-in. She needs like a wig sewn into her head. Like whatever is happening is not working.
She needs, a wig or just cut it off.
Something. Yeah.
It looks ridiculous. It looks heavy. It looks dirty. It looks stinky.
It doesn't look good.
It looks painful.
No. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I can't believe he got her name tattooed on his ass.
Oh God, he's such a
He also loser. Seemed like he liked it. Like the pain. He liked the pain of the tattoo.
Oh, he loves getting things rammed up his ass. He doesn't smile harder. He's got blood gushing out in the basement. Now he probably walks around with a thing, his little plug in there all day long.
Oh God.
My poor mom's probably listening. $100K a month that he's making on interest. Mm-hmm. And then actually he said 132. That's the life right there.
Isn't it? And she's just taking him shopping. I thought she did a great job. $300 is restraint.
Yeah.
You know?
In a little boutique. I go to Forever 21, really stock up.
I know. She was like in a tailored spot.
Yeah, right? The way that he smacked her on the butt made me laugh.
Yeah.
It was like a real relationship, you know?
They might be in a real relationship. I don't know. I know. Like, so he called her magnetic love in the gym with his old friends, you know?
That gym scene was hilarious. These two men just staring at him.
Like, what are we watching?
Like 12 years old.
Yes. You know what they remind me of? Like, Now and Then, but Men Edition. Like, if you put them all at like 12 and then 90 or however old they are.
Makes me think of the He-Man Woman Haters Club, you know?
Yes.
Oh God. It's so funny. They get they are living through Stan.
100%. And they tell everyone about it. They're telling their kids. I mean, you believe this? Register. You guys remember Stan? You met him. His wife died. Now he's with a stripper.
His wife, when he gets to heaven, is just kind of.
He's not going to heaven.
In the face.
He's going downstairs.
He's doing they're gonna do the elevator lover. And him and Lisa, his wife's gonna be like, "What'd you do?"
Mm-hmm.
God, if Tyler acted this way after I died, I'd be so pissed.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
What would Tyler do? Now, if I died today and he had a lot of years left, the true romance would be if he lived a long, lonely life.
That's what you want? Oh, I'm perplexed because we've asked a couple times about interviewing Lisa and she's not doing press. So I'm wondering,
where is she?
What that means. Like, does it mean the shit went left? Does it mean it's all good? She's want to open Pandora's box. Yeah. Is she back in prison? What's up? We know if she's back in.
I feel like we would know. Yeah. Right. Maybe she just doesn't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
I wrote down Renata. What's Renata?
Oh, Renata was her friend when she was like, our night is coming. About her friend.
Okay. Then the prison couple. Yeah. Or the prison friend. She looks like a lady that would be at the PTA.
I thought the same thing. She looked like somebody like
so
a
interesting.
She reminded me of like a secretary at a like a nice little office.
Yeah.
You know?
Dental office. Yeah.
Isn't it?
She's really scamming your credit card instead swiping it.
Jeez. She's still hustling, I think.
Yes.
Imagine with this girl other
you're
people
stuck with Lisa.
Oof. It's your bunkie.
I asked Brittany about Lisa. I didn't mean that they're similar because Brittany is obviously a level way above her, but I hope she didn't take it like that. I just wonder what she would do for Lisa.
Right. Oh, Lisa.
Oh, I'm looking at that Maurice, I guess, is now married to another woman from Love After Lock. Not woman's not from Love After Lockup, but Maurice and Jessica, if everybody remembers from, I think they were LA, Vegas, maybe.
Yep. Oh, he's married already?
He dumped Jessica with the baby, and I really believed him. God,
I did too.
He was a nice guy.
God, you just never know.
Wanting to be part of the dad. It's too bad.
Yeah. Who else we got?
The sister was right.
Oh, Ray and Brittany.
God, who cares about them? But I guess it did get interesting. I would be pissed. She kept her cool. Yeah. I would flip out.
Well, I mean, that obviously is an issue, but just the amount, the fact that he owes that much money is just unbelievable to me. It's such a shame that the system is set up like this, that somebody like Ray, who made a really big mistake, obviously is very cognizant of it, wants to do right, is stuck with student loan level debt. That's debt you can't get out from under where he is in a financial position.
That
you know what I mean?
Shouldn't even be a phrase either. Student loan debt.
That too
sucks.
I know. It's just the fact that he is never going to get out from under $143,000 because there's interest, obviously.
Never.
It's just another hustle
and then you
by
go back to
system.
Prison if you don't pay it.
Yeah.
And I guess, did he get sued or what happened?
What
How
do you
did
mean?
He get stuck with this?
Oh, no. Everybody leaves prison with a bill. Everybody.
That's crazy.
You're getting charged.
And they
I think
just never
every day
really
you're
talked about
there.
It before.
Right. Most people get a bill. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. We need to ask people about this.
Yeah. Restitution. All of that. That's a whole nother layer to the system that keeps people back and fucks them.
And that's why they want to keep them in prison.
Well, that's why they go back in. Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's bad.
She wants a ring. It's like, Brittany, God, you really love this guy. Help cut him a check. Sell your house
doesn't
at
even,
the top of the market and
yep. Go there you go. Right off into the sunset. Let him be.
If you really do want to help somebody, do that.
Yep. Totally.
You could make 143 on the equity of that home in Atlanta, I'm sure. Or Houston, not Atlanta.
Maybe.
Jeez.
Look at your real estate agent here. The equity. God. You got it.
Maybe.
Oh,
that's
terrible.
Too much. I feel bad for Ray. No wonder he's stressed out and can't get an erection. I'd be too. I got to think about this bill I got to pay.
Yeah.
She's up my ass about a ring.
I do how he very casually was like, it's $143,000. So that's what it is.
It always happens in the furniture store.
I know. They're always in a store when shit goes down like that.
Getting bed bugs.
God. I love them walking in. We broke our bed. Oh, these people.
I really, I feel bad for Ray. That's heartbreaking.
See, I would cut Ray and Brittany. I would replace them with who do I want to see more of? Ooh, That's a tricky one.
God, I can't think of all these people.
I guess Deontay and Nicole will be there. So they're just probably going to shuffle through people.
I don't want to watch Deontay and Nicole ever again. There's nothing there.
I don't either.
I want to see a glimmer of love.
Mm-hmm. Or just a glimmer of somebody not trying to be an asshole.
I would like to see even, see, that's why I don't mind, like, Sean, he's interesting to me, or that other crazy lunatic woman. But I think she went back to jail with Macy Who? Gray. With
Macy daughter. Gray.
Or Macy Lou.
Oh, you love her. You can't get rid of her.
She's interesting to watch, you know.
God, what was her name? What was her name? I'm never going to remember. Oh, well. It's good. It's going to come to me. It starts with an L.
Lindsay.
Lisa. No. Does it at all?
I think it's Lindsay.
Lindsay? That's not it. God, I can picture her. Sean and Lizzie. Lizzie. Got it.
Lindsay down. Lizzie is the girl that was with the
guy.
Oh,
who are you thinking of?
I was talking about Lindsay with the guy with the vagina lip.
Yes.
I could care less about Lizzie.
Okay, Lizzie. I thought you meant Lizzie.
Yeah. No. Oh, her daughter too, right. Lizzie,
Yeah.
No, Lizzie's clean and she's living her best life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good for her. Good she's for her. Doing Look good. At you. Justine's the tip.
Oh, actually, she was arrested. Kids. Lizzie was arrested on April 26, 2021.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
Oh,
we're
my
back
God.
To
I didn't
it.
Know that. I thought she was healthy.
Damn shame.
She violated her probation. Mm. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that's it. I have no problem so far with this season. Listen, as long as he shows her an hour, I'm in. You give me 2 hours, I'm out. That's the difference.
You lose me.
100%. Yeah. I can watch it. I would probably even watch an hour of Happily Ever After, but I'm not watching two.
90 Day Fiance, they have to fix it. They have to.
They have to. Mm-hmm.
The 2 hours is just too much. They probably have higher viewership.
Yeah, they would.
How can people be watching it for two full hours? I mean, I know we
especially
do,
with commercials.
It's just too much.
It is. We'll see.
Well, everybody.
All right, guys. Interview dropping Monday. Patreon folks, you'll see it this weekend. Early preview. We love you so much.
Oh,
we'll be back.
I feel like maybe Angela and what's his face might be coming back, but we'll see.
Oh, Angela and Tony?
Tony, yeah.
All right, let's go. All right, guys. We love you.
All-star lineup. Bye, guys.
We'll be back.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.